This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, every week now on social media, if we don't put that parlay up soon,
yeah,
people start hitting us up on Instagram, on Facebook. Where's the parlay? Here's the deal. It's not locked in officially.
It is not.
Because the Brian Robinson bet, it'll happen.
The numbers have not been released.
But it hasn't been released.
Right.
So once that is locked in, Cakes will officially make the bet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a picture of it and
still,
it'll be.
You can
so what I'm
going to
do right now, I'm just going to tweet
right.
the five people that we've picked for touchdowns.
Right. Yeah.
If you missed it, it's D-Hop. It's a bunch of Browns. A.J. Brown, mm-hmm. Amon-Ra St. Yep. Brown, mm-hmm. and then Devontae Smith and B-Rob.
Valdez. I'm being genuinely sincere about this. I don't understand it. I consider you, you're good with the math with all this. Why does this seem easier to hit than the when we're picking games straight up? Everything's adjusted according to, you know what I mean? Everything's got odds. Why do we seem to be closer in hitting this more? Is there any reason?
I don't think we're going with long shots like we did. With the regular,
I feel like
parlay.
The longest long shot is D-Hop at plus 200.
What were we doing before? We were doing plus 700.
Everybody was doing a long shot. That's why we would potentially right. win like 20 grand.
Is that?
That's not. That's not.
I don't
not
think I was.
Not
I think
necessarily.
I was
there was
like
a lot
even.
Of that. I don't know. Maybe
simply it's just the odds have been
because
lower.
Maybe if there's you know
we also know the NFL better.
I think you. Well, that's
it's what we easier.
Were doing. Easier to predict the score than to predict the game.
Say again?
It might be just easier to predict the score than the game.
Yeah, because there's only a certain amount of options to score a touchdown on offense.
Right, but there's only two options for picking a game.
That's the simple way to look at it, but...
I honestly don't understand how many plays are less predictable.
There's so many plays. You're saying it's flip a coin. It's not that easy. Because there's so many plays in an NFL game or a college game that can affect that side of it.
Oh, I understand.
You get more bites at the apple when you have someone on offense and you have 11 drives
theory,
a game.
All of that be absorbed by the odds. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. So I guess the answer has to be
we're eliminating
surer shots.
We're eliminating a couple of the picks, so it's easier. For instance, we have five total picks when before we would have
six or seven.
Yeah, we need more so legs to hit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
It's just harder to it's hard to pick NFL or college games, pick a side. It's hard to do that.
It's also hard. I think it's hard to pick who's going to score a touchdown. I mean, there's only a few options.
But
after you've got 5 or 6 weeks of games, like you kind of can dial in on who's scoring touchdowns for which teams.
That's
fluky and random because, like last night, you would have bet Justin Jefferson to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have bet on
Josh Oliver
scoring the first touchdown last night. Like the odds on him scoring were probably, what do you think? Plus 2,000.
Yeah.
I mean, the longest.
I don't know. It was kind of surprising.
So, I mean, sometimes it's fluky and weird.
But Kupp scored. Kyren Williams scored.
Yeah.
I mean, those were kind
of
obvious choices.
Some of the usual suspects found the end zone.
Right.
DeMarcus Robinson also scored twice.
I mean, what's Derrick Henry's odds to score this week? Probably minus 250?
I would guess. I can look it up, but it's probably in that neighborhood.
All right. Let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment.
Please
some of this
do.
Stuff is wild. It's not really Hollywood, but it's kind of Hollywood because the media is all over the Menendez brothers and the documentaries that are out. Weren't there like mm-hmm. dueling documentaries?
I know there was a Netflix one by the same I think it was the same people that did the Jeffrey Dahmer
right
miniseries. Well,
apparently, they actually they could be resentenced any day now. They're pondering it. I guess the district attorney, L.A. district attorney, recommended the resentencing. The judge is considering it. And what they may end up doing is taking the death penalty off the table, resentence them to something like 50 years because they did kill their parents. But I think it's basically universally acknowledged now, and this is part of the reason why they're maybe getting some grace, is that they were clearly sexually abused and abused, and this was how they lashed out. I think some of this was maybe presented at trial, but you know, people look at things differently now. I don't know exactly why, but if they do resentence them to 50 years because they were under the age of 26 and because of the time they've served, they could be eligible to be released immediately.
Oh wow!
So how about that? How about that for
how old are they now?
That's what like brought Roger the Engineer.
How about that?
The Menendez brothers getting out.
And you remember the one, I can't remember if it was Erica Lyle, was like really kind of a tennis prodigy.
Yeah, he was.
And he,
I
if
do
you
remember
read
that.
Some of the letters he was writing his cousin where he was kind of also acknowledging the abuse he was suffering at home. He was talking about playing in the Easter Bowl and the Orange Bowl. And these are like big tennis tournaments when he was, a ranked amateur player.
Hey, you need to go back and check your old, if you have any old basketball NBA cards from back in the day. If you have a Mark Jackson card, when the Menendez brothers are sitting in the front row watching
that,
the game.
That one's worth something, right?
That one's actually worth some coin.
What card, can you tell me what, is it a Hoops card? Like, is it the Hoops,
I'd have to look
that
it up.
Brand?
I'll tell you exactly
what
it is.
Is it like a Topps card? I feel like it might be a Hoops.
It's an NBA Hoops card.
It's a Hoops.
Yeah. I had a ton of those. Now, those things are largely worthless. Everybody thought you were going to get rich off the David Robinson rookie card that year.
It's a Mark Jackson card, I believe.
Yeah,
right.
It is Mark Jackson.
But everybody thought you were going to get rich off the David Robinson thing, and they just mass produced 75 billion cards, and they're not worth anything.
Yeah, they're garbage.
What are they going for?
One I'm looking at is $300.
Let me see which one it is.
This one right here. They're the Menendez brothers, right there in the background.
Wow, that's crazy.
So sick. What year? It's a 90 Hoops.
1990. Hoops, Mark Jackson, number 205.
They say it's an error cut. Why is it an error cut?
I'm sure I know. You think I'm a card nerd?
Why? What is it?
There's a lot of those cards out there, so I don't think it's worth that much. Guaranteed I have that card at home.
Well, why does it say error cut?
Well, sometimes that's probably why it's worth $300.
Misprint,
no,
maybe?
I understand, but what is the error?
Like a misprint?
Yeah, no, something? It's like the card is cut or it's off-centered or something wrong with it.
Or like they spell Mark with the... With a C instead of a K.
That'd be a big one.
Or did somebody notice the Menendez brothers were in there and then they stopped producing them?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I got to know. I got to know the detail. Tweet me, hit me up. I'm desperate to know. By the way, would you be offended personally? I mean, it doesn't affect your life at all. But would it bother you if the Menendez brothers were resentenced to 50 years? They've already served 30-some years because they blew away their parents in a gruesome fashion.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody should do that, but also nobody should be sexually abused, and obviously it led to this. What would you be
would I be offended by it?
Would it bother you on any level, or are you actually kind of rooting for them to have another shot at life? I'm actually kind of rooting for them
to get another shot at life. If they were 100% sexually abused?
Yeah. I think they were traumatized, and the mother allowed it to happen, and the dad was a real
because if they were, I would say yes, I would like.
Read the letter from
because
one of
if
them.
They were sexually abused by the dad, he deserved what he got.
Right. They one of the letters said the guy, he was, you know, classic. He was just terrified. Never knew when his dad was going to walk into his room at night.
That's awful.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Like somebody you're supposed to trust.
It's a mitigating factor, but you can't justify murdering.
I'm not saying you do, but they spent 35 years already.
Yeah, they kind of served the penalty.
So you want them to stay in prison if you had to pick one side or the other.
I don't know enough about it. Like I don't really follow the sensationalistic stories.
But just based on what I'm telling you, I'm okay with them having another shot at life.
I think I might be okay with them spending the rest of their life in prison.
Really? Okay. Fair.
We differ, just like we differ with
pretty much in everything. Yeah. This is crazy. I told you, Cakes, I'm out on the Kelseys. It's too much Kelsey.
There's a lot of Kelsey
overexposure. Too much Kelsey. They aren't that great, guys. Okay, Jason Kelce may have been a great center. He ain't that interesting.
I think you're seeing more Jason now than Travis.
Sure, because he's, you know, doing his own thing. But They're now saying ESPN is exploring a late night show featuring Jason Kelce. Good luck with that.
Well, I know four guys who would never watch it. They're all sitting right
here. I wouldn't
here.
Watch it if you one of you guys were hosting it.
I think it's going to be a once a week.
I don't do late night
not
TV.
Like a daily.
I don't either.
I don't watch Jimmy Fallon. I don't even know who's hosting late night TV shows outside of Jimmy Fallon anymore. Like, I guess Jimmy Kimmel's still doing his bit.
Jimmy Kimmel, Colbert, the same losers.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, I don't pay any attention to them.
I don't think the world pays attention to them anymore. When Letterman moved on, even when Conan moved on.
Yeah.
It was kind of it.
Uh-huh. I mean, some of the Jimmy Fallon bits I see are funny, but not funny enough to the point where I'm going to, like, digest it every day and, like, watch it, like, on a recording.
No.
Not going to do that.
All right, Valdez, can you tell me? Because I've heard of this name. I don't know why she's famous. This Karina Kopff lady. Okay.
I've heard the name. Not sure why she's famous either.
I think she's a hot chick.
Okay.
She had an OnlyFans that she did for 3 years.
Okay.
Is she famous from OnlyFans or was she famous before OnlyFans?
Is she with the Paul brother? I feel like she might be with one of the Pauls.
So she's just like a YouTube person?
I'm not sure. Could be wrong.
She made $67 million just on OnlyFans in 3 years and is retiring now. She's shutting it down. So I'm assuming, did she show everything on the OnlyFans? Like, is it
I mean, if you're making $60 million.
My guess is yes. I wouldn't know. You might have to ask Drabby.
Yeah. I would think you might know.
Drab might know.
Drab, who's Karina Kopff?
I don't pay for porno.
I mean, she's making NBA baller money on OnlyFans.
Why is she famous? Was she famous before the OnlyFans?
I don't think so, but I might be wrong. I'm not an OnlyFans guy. I've never
I'm
paid
reading.
I know. First of all,
I think she was just an influencer.
Yeah, I believe this, other than maybe Mar. Nobody here has paid for OnlyFans. Mar might. No, I also believe nobody here would admit to it.
He's too busy buying Zins. He's not paying for OnlyFans.
But I do believe nobody here pays for OnlyFans.
Correct.
That goes without saying.
She has been in a relationship with Logan Paul. So maybe that helped her rise to prominence. But what I'm reading is she just started as an influencer doing pranks and goofy stuff like that. And then it was on Twitch.
Pranks are no longer funny. Pranks died with Jackass, right? Or is it still a thing?
Okay, but it says here, she went on David Dobrik's YouTube squad channel.
Dobrik?
Okay. Yeah. And she did daring pranks and diverse content over time.
Before OnlyFans?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why she's famous. Because that guy's super famous.
Drabby, I thought of you yesterday.
She started into the world of gaming, particularly on Twitch.
I thought of Drab. I was in Harris Teeter. I was looking for like body armor or Gatorade Zero. On the top shelf, there was body armor that was co-branded with Dude Perfect. And like I remember like a year and a half ago, Drab brought up Dude Perfect. And I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And he looked at me like I'd been living in a cave in Afghanistan for the last 10 years. But
well,
apparently,
look at their headquarters.
Now, I know that they make a ton of money. I know they're wildly popular. But up until 2 years ago...
When you said body armor, I actually thought you were looking for actual body armor.
Like Kevlar.
Yeah, like someone was going to attack you.
What do you want? Mar has something
I get it now.
No, I was going to jump in before he said it, and I was going to say she blew up because she was on David Dobrik back in the day with his little vlogs and stuff.
Yeah.
But now, to my knowledge, it wasn't like... There was no hitting skins on the OnlyFans because it's all got leaked on Reddit back in the day as well.
So it's all just...
I mean,
just
she should have been
tiggles.
On Valdez's Mount Breastmore, whatever he called it. Because she says, I mean,
really?
Silly.
Really?
67,000 or 67 million seems
a bit,
on the short
that might
side.
Be a big whiff by you. OnlyFans, like, biggest creator ever.
Like I said, these are real celebrities, not YouTubers
right.
or internet
Very
celebrities.
Very good point.
These are females who actually have skill, like acting or singing.
Right. Well, if somebody,
should we know who David Dobrik is? Because I didn't.
I do.
I don't. I mean, I think
I know who
Jason,
the kids are.
I think I've heard the name, but I couldn't tell you what he does.
Yeah, I guarantee
you. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Does. Yeah.
I find it unbelievable that EB doesn't know the moon is in the sky, but he knows who David Dobrik is. Like, how do you know that? You don't know anything. You're like, anything that's going on in the world, you're completely clueless on.
He's a fan of the vlog squad.
David Dobrik, I don't have a clue.
I kind of know the YouTube guys and girls of late.
You like the Nelk boys or something? I always hear
I like the Nelk guys. I think that, yeah.
I don't know who that is.
What do they do?
Are those the Costco
guys?
They
used to. I'm not into what they used to do. No, they used to do pranks.
Who are the Costco guys?
They used to do pranks.
It's AJ and Big Justice.
AJ and Big Justice.
They used to do pranks.
Can't believe you guys know that.
It's horrible and it's taken over society.
Oh, okay. I'm interested in who I consider to be just kind of like normal people that have these extraordinary followings.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It just blows you away.
Yeah, and so watch it from afar, you know, and I just kind of like, just check on them. Like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. So I did that. I've gotten into the golf YouTube world, which I know, but actually you get now regular people try to do golf YouTube because golf YouTube is being so big now. I don't know. I know that Kai Cenac guy. I know the guy that jumps over the. Did they ever debunk the guy jumping over the high speed or whatever guy? This jumping over the freaking car.
We're down the influencer wormhole.
What about
PewDiePie?
I don't know if speed's been debunked.
Been debunked.
What does PewDiePie do?
I don't know. I think he got in trouble.
He's in trouble.
I think he got into deep doo doo. PewDiePie got doo doo.
The top three YouTubers.
Remember PewDiePie,
Mr. Beast, number one.
Mr. Beast, he's also on the
like Nastya.
Trouble.
Hey, it's like, Brett.
Why are all these guys getting in trouble?
Myself from Mr. Beast.
Why are all these guys getting in trouble?
Because they're all hollering at 15-year-old girls online.
That's not a good thing.
I think PewDiePie, I think he got sites for Nazi references or something.
All right.
He stepped in that wormhole.
Yeah. I mean, it's a million. You got to be careful when you put your whole
world.
Oh, my
gosh. The number two YouTuber is a 7-year-old girl.
Let me guess. She's unboxing, like, toys and making $50 million a year.
The only YouTuber
we missed our calling.
The only YouTuber I really follow is the girl. I think she's European. I don't know what country, but she's the drummer, and she has videos of her drumming and playing all the, you know, the popular.
Okay. I watch all those. I watch
Rolling Stones, Boston Journey.
I've seen her.
She's unbelievable.
I've seen her. Have you seen the guy though that does like the, with the? He's the one guy. He's like from Czechoslovakia. I don't know where the hell he's from. Serbia.
Yeah.
And he does the fastest drumming in the history of the world.
No, I haven't seen
him.
And
he can do it with one hand, and then his foot is doing the other.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you.
I'm going to be like, blown away.
You're going to be beyond blown away. They have all these drum teachers, and are like, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen.
Lars Ulrich just looks at him like, I wish I could play like that.
Nobody can play like this guy. Nobody.
Guy's silly.
I don't know. People that, you know. If you're on my algorithm or whatever, you get them to show up on your feed. I love those. And getting it when I watched the guy, Chad Smith or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Is that his name? From Chili Peppers
drummer, yeah.
Yeah, when he did the, what did he do? He did the,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The actor who's got a band. Those 30 Seconds of Mars.
Jared Leto.
He did Jared Leto's song. Yeah, just like not hearing it before. Mm-hmm. And just, it was amazing.
Well, he's a musical genius. That's what they can do.
He's a musical genius.
Yeah.
It's this girl, Cena.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, got to take a break.
She's like the best drummer in the world.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.